is Nation Radio with Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide. Brought to you by The Pint, Oodle Noodle, and OilersNation.com.
Only on Edmonton Sports Radio.
Team 1260.
We've got about 5 minutes here to chat, and I wanted to talk about that Tom Rennie interview for a lot of reasons. And the first one is when Ross McLeod asked him about the, you know, criticism and the teams, you know, the players being criticized by, you know, the media and whomever, he mentioned, you know what, that's part of the business. And he talked about blogs, and he talked about, you know, anybody involved in that, that's your fan base. And I think that's a brilliant and mature way of looking at it, and I hope that that's true. And I have no reason to believe that he didn't, you know, obviously say how he felt, because the bottom line is that the Edmonton Oilers fan base is as rabid as any, and you can't go on the internet and you know, shake a stick without finding an intelligent or unintelligent Oiler blog. And you have to ask yourself, why is that the case? It's because they're so beloved. You know, you have fans from my era. I became an Oiler fan, you have to understand, and when I was growing up, there was the Leafs and the Habs on TV. That was it. And then the Canucks came in 1970. That was the Western Canadian representation. And so I was a Canucks fan for a couple of years. And when the Oilers arrived, I still remember Bill Hunter behind the on the highway behind the big backdrop of the Oiler WHA sign that he had. He held a press conference. Somebody took a picture. That's emblazoned in my mind. So that's like 40-some years ago or 40 years ago that that happened. That's the kind of fan base that the Oilers have. And I think Tom Rennie mentioned something there that shows great maturity about the fact that the people are so critical because they love the Oilers. That's the deal. It's not a matter of just putting people down, is that everybody wants to see this team succeed. He also talked about coaching and the fact that, you know, Tom Rennie's in a difficult spot, and I'll tell you why. I'll use the New York Islanders as an example. When the Islanders expanded, when they were first into the National Hockey League, their coaches were Phil Goyette, who won 6 games in 50 games, and he was fired. And then the next coach was Earl Angerfield, and he won 6 games in 30 games, and he was fired. That was year one. In year two, Al Arbour came along. And you know what? They weren't a whole hell of a lot better. They won 19 games all year. But Al Arbour was able to be the bridge between a developing team that, and then a team that could contend and finally win. And they didn't win until 1980. Oh, by the way, 6 years into his coaching tenure, they win their first Stanley Cup. That's where Rennie is trying to bridge from the guy who is part of the development group, and we'd include McTavish a little bit and Quinn as well. But he's going to have to make that transition. It's a difficult thing to do. He's talked about it in the past. He's a smart guy, obviously, and an intelligent coach, obviously. But that's what he's dealing with right here. And I'll tell you, it's a sticky wicket, because when one of these years, when they're in a losing streak, the coach is going to be susceptible, and as is the GM. But that's a difficult thing that he's trying to do. And I think he really shows himself to be a pretty intelligent guy when he's talking, you know, in those terms about the coaching and about the criticism. He also talked about Ryan Nugent Hopkins. Very interesting insight into RNH. If he's going to be here, he's going to play. This isn't a guy they're going to sit for a few games, as I mentioned earlier. Possibly, you know, he plays, you know, 9 games over 30 games or something like that. He's going to play if he's here. Maybe not every night and maybe not 15 minutes a night, but this is a young man who they're either going to play or send away. And I still think Ryan Nugent Hopkins is going to make the team. Now, after 9 games, they're going to make a decision, but if he plays well, I think Ryan Nugent Hopkins may be one of the 4 centers that the Oilers feature during the 11-12 season. And he also answered, I thought, very honestly, the idea of, are we a playoff team? He said, I don't know. He's obviously not going to say, no, I don't think so. But there have been improvements. At some point this year, he's going to have to make a tough decision in goal and on the blue line. An example would be going to training camp. The general manager is going to say, you know, Taylor Chorney, we can't send him out because he'll have to clear waivers. And Tom Rennie is going to have to say, you know what, Jeff Petrie is one of 2 right-handed defensemen along with Tom Gilbert on this team. If Petrie plays better, I think you have to keep him. I think you have to legitimately say, this is a guy, no matter what else happens, if we have to risk waivers on Chorney or put somebody else on IR, I think that Jeff Petrie is a guy who makes sense for the Edmonton Oilers as they stand right now. As a matter of fact, I think you could argue that not only is him one of the top 7 defensemen, but easily in the top 6 and possibly in the top 4, depending upon how well Cam Barker plays during preseason and training camp, because you've got Whitney and you've got Gilbert, and then you've got Smead, Peckham, that group. And where Petrie slides in there, this is not a 20-year-old kid. This is an individual who's played a lot of NCAA hockey, been in pro now for a while, and I think Jeff Petrie, you could argue, is going to make this hockey club. Interesting day. I want to thank, obviously, Tom Rennie via Ross McLeod, an interesting interview there. there. Kent Wilson from The Nation site. Scott Reynolds from Copper and Blue. Interesting, their CNB Top 25 Under 25 is ongoing. Corey Graham talking a little bit about the Edmonton Oil Kings and their summer, and obviously the Canadian World Junior camp that happens here in August. And Gabriel Desjardins, fascinating character and an individual we can talk to about secondary stats, advanced stats, and now we can bring him in and talk to him about the Winnipeg Jets. This is Nation Radio. We invite your emails all the time at nationradio@team1260.com. If you have somebody you'd like to hear in the next few weeks, as far as guests are concerned, send us an email. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy.